We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
I told you at the beginning of the season, the Big 12 was seven deep for the tournament, and that's exactly how it played out.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Of all the number one seeds, Baylor has the most brutal road to get to the Final Four.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Baylor did it. They're the champion of men's college basketball. Jared Butler scored 22 points as the Bears beat Gonzaga 86-70 on Monday night in Indianapolis.
We say it all the time. We think we're the best guards in the nation. And we went up against some highly touted guards. You know, they're, you know, explosive, and they have Drew Timmy. And, you know, we want to be the best guards in the nation, and I think we proved that tonight.
Well, this team always out to prove something. Macy Oteague added 19 for Baylor, and they raced out to that 29-10 lead and just cruised from there. But what I liked was that they didn't get complacent, and they came out strong in the second half as well.
These type of games, these games are second half games, you know, like early leads don't mean anything. And we looked at it like 0-0, and we knew they were going to fight. You're a talented team, so they're never out the game. And, you know, that first 5 minutes was pretty crucial.
Well, the Bears go to 28-2. They get their first national championship and two key points in this game. Obviously, the defense. I mean, the Bears' defense just swarmed Gonzaga. Jalen Suggs scored 22, but, you know, he got in that foul trouble early. But, boy, they were all over him early, and he took a lot of contested shots, and just nothing was going right. Scott Drew says they put the clamps on Gonzaga.
I mean, we're really good defensively, and I thought we made things tough tonight. Gonzaga missed some shots that they probably normally make, but really credit our guys for making everything difficult.
Not only did they swarm on the defensive end, but they swarmed offensively too. The offensive rebounds were crazy, and Drew said that was critical.
You can't always know if you're going to make shots, but that's why the offensive board is so critical. And we finished 16-5 on the offensive glass and 16-5 in second chance points.
Such a dominating win, a dominating performance by Baylor. And last week we had Pat Nunley, who is the analyst for Baylor men's basketball on their radio network. He previewed the Final Four. We have to have him back. So he's going to come up in the next segment. And we just got to put the wraps on a great season for the Baylor Bears. And I told you at the start of the tournament, I told you Gonzaga was fool's gold. If you picked them for your bracket, I told you that was a big mistake. Now, listen, you're listening to Big 12 this week, and you're in Big 12 country. Whether you're on one of our great radio stations in the footprint of the Big 12 listening to this, whether you're on Sirius XM Channel 375, the Big 12 channel, wherever you're listening, if you didn't go with Baylor and you went with Gonzaga and you were listening to this show, shame on you. I told you, Gonzaga, fool's gold. They'll break your heart every year. All right, enough about them. So we're going to talk Baylor. And then we have a bunch of new coaches in the Big 12. Hot takes from Porter Moser coming up. We'll have an interview with Jeff Haxton, the voice of Texas Tech. Chris Beard is at Texas. How did Red Raider fans react? And now they've got their coach in Mark Adams, an assistant to Chris Beard. And I'll tell you, that was like a party atmosphere when he was introduced in Lubbock. We'll have some of those hot takes for you and some of the sound from that. It was crazy. The Texas Tech fans were acting, they were acting as excited as if they had won the national championship. They are really pumped up. So we have a lot to get to today. We're just settling in. Thanks for being with us. This is Big 12 This Week. From Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick. We know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Safe. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's relax.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Well, we're back on Big 12 this week. And back on the show, I'm going to have to start paying you for as many times as I have you on here, Pat. Pat Nunley, the analyst for Baylor basketball. But listen, I mean, we had to have you on. We had to preview the Final Four, and I said, well, listen, if things go well, then you know we've got to have you back on. So I appreciate you coming back on board.
Well, Bill, the good news is if you're paying me, I'm really cheap. I mean really cheap. It has been fun to share the journey with you. It really has, and I appreciate you having us on. A lot to talk about, and it's an unprecedented year for us, obviously, in a number of different ways. But it culminated in biggest victory we've ever experienced. And there's just an elation around this in Baylor Nation that's almost hard to put into words, really.
Let's talk about the game first. And I mean, I'm excited because getting to host this show and talk about the Big 12 and then to have a national champion, I couldn't wait for our segment. But this is how I view it. And basketball is like, in terms of sports that I believe that I really have an understanding of, basketball is really low on my level. It's the one sport that I just, you know, couldn't grasp physically. But this is the way I looked at this basketball game. You know, like in football, you can have one team steamroll another, you know, where you have a dominant offensive line and they can break off 8-10-yard runs at a time. And, you know, all of a sudden you get a long touchdown pass, a pick six the other way, and all of a sudden, you know, one team can be down three scores. It's very, very easy to do that in football. Baseball, hitters can jump on a pitcher in the first inning and put up five runs like nothing, and a game can get out of hand. But in basketball, it's rare to see a team make so many shots early and shut down the opposition for this level of a game when you have the two best teams in the country. And to build a 19-point lead that fast, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a game start like that at this level.
Well, you know, Bill, easy for me to say this after the fact. I knew we'd win that game. I did. Now, I just thought we were better than Gonzaga. And maybe it's helpful that I have been kind of inside the program as I have this year and last year. But I thought we were better than Gonzaga. I felt like we could guard them in a way that they've never been guarded before. They just had not seen the level of Baylor defense that they saw in that game. We shot it well, but we shoot it well. I mean, Baylor leads the nation in three-point shooting at 41%. We shot it at 43% in that game. That's just what we do. So that wasn't an aberration. And defensively, it wasn't an aberration. The only question really for us ever was, could we get back to that elite level of defense that we had experienced before the 3-week COVID pause? We needed some time, needed some practice, but we got back to that. And as you and I have talked, Bill, a couple of times, the edge that Baylor has is on the defensive end. Now, they're great offensively, but when you can't score, you're going to have a hard time winning. And you talk about the difference in the teams and the flow of that game. Think about the first possession that Gonzaga had in that game. Baylor deflected two passes in that one possession. And what Gonzaga ended up with was a fallaway three from Suggs in front of the Baylor bench from about 23 feet away. It was way off. And two Baylor rebounders got the ball, and there wasn't a Gonzaga player within 15 feet of those two. So it didn't take long to figure out that Gonzaga was going to have a hard time scoring. That's the leading scoring team in the nation, 93 points a game or close to that. They barely got to 70. Gonzaga is a rhythm team offensively. And I said before the game, Bill, when that team is humming offensively, it is a beautiful thing to watch. They could never find that rhythm. And I mean, never. They made a couple of shots and they got it to 9 in the second half, but you never got, I never got the feeling that they were going to be able to score the way they are accustomed to scoring to have a chance to win that game.
Pat Nunley, who is the color analyst for Baylor men's basketball, and he joins us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. You know, I thought the second half, then, there was no let-up. I mean, we see teams jump out to big leads, but then there's so many times where the opposition will get it back to 4, one possession, maybe even tie the game. I mean, there was never even a possibility of that, such a complete 40-minute game. Where does this rank? Where does this championship performance rank in terms of the history of the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I've given that some thought, and I really haven't gotten scientific about it, Bill, but who's better than Baylor, this Baylor team, in the last, however many years of college basketball? I heard a commentator say the other day that maybe the 1991 UNLV team, which was just off the charts great. And I know, I mean, that's a debate, and that's a talk show thing, and people can kind of sort that out. But that Baylor team Monday night was as good as it gets, I think. It was perfectly constructed. It was really lightning in a bottle. It was experienced. It was tough. It was mature. It was confident, incredibly skilled. But just the level of tenacity with which they play separated them. So I don't know. That's an interesting discussion. But I don't know that I've seen a better team than the one we saw for 40 minutes on Monday night against Gonzaga.
And Pat, I know this will be hard for us to kind of nail down as well, but Baylor was supposed to play Gonzaga earlier in the year, and that game got canceled. Did that work to the advantage of Baylor, the fact that Gonzaga didn't get a chance to see that amazing defense and that in-your-face defense at least one time live in person so that they could be ready for it? Do you think that played an advantage for Baylor?
I really do. That's a good point, Bill, because you can watch Baylor on film all day, and man, are they impressive. But when you get on the floor with them and try to guard them and try to guard five of them, it's a different ball game. It's a level of intensity and energy and quickness and speed and toughness and physicality that you can't appreciate on film. So I don't know that Gonzaga was ready for that. I'm sure they had dissected Baylor just top to bottom, and their coaching staff is great at that. But when you get on the floor and start playing them, it's a different ballgame. I mean, I remember watching film of Sidney Moncrief when I was supposed to guard him, supposed to. and you know, watching him on film and then actually being in the game, body on body, there's no comparison. So that's a great point, and I do think it worked to Baylor's advantage.
We talked last week about the competitive nature of this team. Let's bring our listeners back. Let's go back to the conversation last week. Let's go back.
And you wouldn't believe the competition around these Uno games. Like, they're having stats. They know who's ahead, who's behind. And it's funny, the coaches who said, I mean, like, these are the most competitive Uno games in the history of Uno.
It was a funny moment, but you know, it was amazing though, because when you were telling me that story, I was thinking about it. It's like, there, you have to have that killer mentality, that the win at all cost attitude, and to get a bunch of players together to be able to do that. That is a trait that I don't know if it goes unlooked, but I think people need to really pay attention to that you want guys that don't want to win, are competitive like that. That goes a long way. They went from playing the big Uno games to being numero uno in college basketball. How about that?
That's a good one.
Well, look, I want to talk more about Scott Drew and even peek ahead to the team next season. So we'll take a quick timeout and come back with more. I'm Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri. This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
sake!
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 this week, where you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. We're going to hear from the new coaches or coaches in new positions in the Big 12 with hot takes coming from Chris Beard, Porter Moser, and Mark Adams. That's all coming up still on Big 12 this week. But right now, my guest, as we continue our conversation with Pat Nunley, the analyst for Baylor Men's Basketball on their radio network, and I want to talk about Scott Drew. But, Pat, what does the team look like for next season?
Well, they won't be this. Again, Bill, this was a masterpiece, I think. This is a perfectly constructed basketball team at the college basketball level to win a national championship. The cupboard is not bare. I think, in fact, I saw just a few minutes ago that Mark Vidal announced he's not returning. I wouldn't either if I was him. Mm-hmm. I think Teague, as a senior, probably will move on. Butler and Mitchell are both going to the NBA, I believe. So Chachua's back, Meyer's back, Flagler's back. Don't underestimate Adam Flagler. You got a glimpse of him in the NCAA tournament, got another glimpse of him against Gonzaga. And L.J. Crier, who is a high-scoring, big-time guard that fits in perfectly for us. He's a true freshman. And what he did this year was play against the best guards in college basketball. So, and he needed that. He needed to learn to defend. He'll get that. And then one of the top five recruiting classes in the country coming in. And so they'll be really good. But not this. I mean, these guys are the product of several years in the program. And for Vidal, Mitchell, Teague, a year off, where all they did was get bigger, stronger, and older. So we'll be really good, I believe. How good, I don't know. But I can tell you, they won't be this.
What about the journey for Scott Drew? I mean, just taking over this program, building it, and I know there was... In fact, I just reading things over the last couple of, I'd kind of forgotten about this, but in 2012, he's kind of looked at like, hey, what are you doing on the recruiting trail? You know, just some of that stuff came into question and, you know, maybe he had to learn, but there was a lot of criticism as well. And just talk about his journey from when he first started to what he's been able to build.
Well, the key term there, Bill, is learn. And he did learn. And he stubbed his toe along the way, as do we all, just in terms of, you know, recruiting at this level and what it takes and all of that. But when he first took the job, and you may have seen this snippet from his press conference, his initial press conference floating around.
At Baylor University, I did not come to go to the NCAA tournament. We came to win games at the NCAA tournament. We came with a chance to win a national championship at Baylor University.
And John Morris, my broadcast partner, picked that up and played it for me, and it gave me chills. It really did. Kind of gives me chills now as I say it. And he just, it was almost like he was, naive is too strong a word, but it was helpful that he didn't know, I think, at that point in time, where Baylor was, really appreciated where Baylor was. But what he did, and I've said this several times, if I'm repeating myself, I apologize, but he took us from, I hope we can do this, to belief, where early on, 5 years into his tenure, we go to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 20 years in 2008. The next year, we're playing for an NIT championship. Next year, we're in the Elite Eight. 2 years later, we're back in the Elite Eight. And so now you're believing, and everybody's on board, and he's getting guys. We've had good players. We've never had the complete package. He understood it took a complete package, but he built momentum. And as he's building momentum, he's building belief. And the question then became, how far can we go? And he's now answered that question. But with Scott, he is eternally optimistic, not in a pie in the sky way, not at all, in a very realistic way, but he dreams big. And what he did for us, Bill, was he crafted a vision for what success would look like for this program that was so far beyond what anybody had ever imagined for us. And we needed somebody to do that for us. And so in that regard, he was the perfect fit for Baylor University and Baylor University basketball when we hired him. Perfect. And now we've seen the result of it.
How and why has Scott stayed there for so long? Because you don't see that much anymore. And we're going to have some clips that I'm going to play later here in the show from the new coaches that are coming into the Big 12 from Oklahoma, obviously Texas and Texas Tech. But you look at that situation, and I want to be careful because I don't want to come across as I'm using this as a negative with Chris Beard, but there's a guy who was building a program at Texas Tech, and he's leaving for something different, and that's a positive and good for him. And so I don't want to trash that, and that's what a lot of people do. But this was a long time to build, and you need it from both sides. You need patience from the athletic department, from the school, from the fans, and then for the coach themselves to not jump. I mean, it's very rare for this to happen, and it took a long time to build. How did that all come about, and how did it stay in place for so long, and how has it stayed in place for so long?
Yeah, I want to be a little careful here, too, because I don't want to speak for Scott, but from what I have seen, the way we've been able to keep him, or maybe better put, the reason he has stayed here, and his words are better than mine on this, is that Scott has said a number of times he felt led to be here. He's a man of faith. And at Baylor, he's created a culture that his team has completely bought into, not just this team, but every team he's had in 18 years. And it's a culture of joy. It's Jesus, others, you. Now, they have T-shirts that display that. I don't think you can do that. Well, I know you can't do that at just any place. He can do that at Baylor, and that's who he is. And the interesting thing, Bill, you ask any player on this team what the culture of the program is, and to a man, they will say to you without hesitation, Jesus, others, you. We play for joy. He just can't do that anywhere. He can do it here. People have embraced it. We love him. It's the perfect fit for Baylor. And I think that's the reason, Bill. Now, again, Scott could articulate that much better than I can because it's his journey, not mine. But that's my sense of things. And it's more than a sense of things. I've seen him live that out. And players live that out.
Pat Nunley, I want to thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the championship. Enjoy the summer. And hopefully we can catch up soon and talk some basketball over the summer, perhaps.
I sure hope so, Bill. And I want to say again, it has really been a joy to share this experience with you and others in the Big 12. We feel like we're at least on Monday night, we're carrying the banner of the Big 12. Love this league. Love the coaches, the players, the camaraderie in the league. You know, the broadcast teams for all the schools have kind of bonded together. We get texts and, messages of support from the other broadcast crews. And that's a really cool thing. And that really is an added layer of excitement around all of this. I think we've carried that banner and carried it well.
Yeah, absolutely. Pat, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. More coming up. We're going to talk about the new coaches, the new landing spots here in the Big 12. That's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA. At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
And we're back on Big 12 This Week. A lot of stability at the Baylor program, but a lot of changes, though, in the Big 12 for the upcoming season in terms of men's basketball. 4 new coaches. You've got the new Iowa State hire, and then most recently, of course, Chris Beard leaving Texas Tech to take the Texas job. We're going to hear a couple of hot takes from Chris here in just a moment. And then Porter Moser was named the head coach at Oklahoma.
I was Jesuit educated at Creighton University, and I've coached at a Jesuit school, and the Jesuits have a mantra, and it's men and women for others. And talking to Joe and just seeing how much of a servant leader he is here at Oklahoma, and how listening to his vision about what Oklahoma's about, it was everything I was looking for. And building a culture is at the utmost important how you do it. And what drew me to Oklahoma is winning the right way.
Well, Athletic Director Joe Castiglione feels that he has found the right fit. This is a big, big upgrade. And I know that they had some success at Loyola, but now you're moving up higher into the D1 ranks. You're moving up into the Big 12. It'll be a big challenge for Porter Moser. And, you know, listen, here's a guy that is used to this. He's used to, being David going up against Goliath. And he was asked about that.
So the question was, at Loyola, the Washington, our team of the Final Four year 2018 and this run, we punched above our weight. And then moving into the Big 12, looking at some of the teams, the national championship, especially starting out, we're going to be punching above our weight. And to the first part about Loyola, punching above our weight, is we build a culture and a belief in our locker room that we didn't feel we were punching above the weight. We didn't feel that way. You know, we felt we could beat anybody in the country. But that took time. It took time to get a group believing that the greater glory comes in everything as a team. You know, to get them that trust relationship I was talking about, to where you get them to be, it's not a buy-in, it's a believe-in. Collectively, you're playing for each other, unbelievable things can happen.
All right. Well, the audio was kind of cutting in and out there. Unbelievable things can happen. So we'll see. Porter's taking over a good program. Lon Kruger left it in good shape. So we'll see what happens with the Sooners. And then Chris Beard, he leaves Texas Tech. And I was kind of talking about this before, and I was trying to draw the comparison, and maybe it wasn't right or fair. With Scott Drew staying at Baylor as to, well, why leave Texas Tech? Well, listen, Texas is Texas. and when Texas does well in the Big 12, it's great for the conference. And that's just the way it is. I don't know how else to cut it. Texas is a great job to have. And I know that Texas Tech fans won't like that. Baylor fans may not like that, but that's the truth. So, and Chris Beard was asked about that.
You know, why Texas? First, I'll say this again. It was one of the most difficult decisions of my life for what we built at Texas Tech. I have nothing but respect and love for that place. But to me, I live my life with a philosophy of no regrets. And I just, to have a chance to coach at the University of Texas, where this challenge and opportunity and the power of this institution and fan base and history and tradition, when these things combine with the hunger that I have and our staff will have and the players that we have exhibit, when these things combine, special can happen. To me, special is Monday night.
Power, history, and tradition. And he's talking about playing that Monday night game, that national championship game. So, now, listen, Tech made a big push. They made a big push. They wanted to give him, basically a lifetime contract.
We were still playing during the season. And when we're playing college basketball, my feet are where my feet are. I have people that I trust and love that have my back to go through those kind of processes, but I would never do that while the team was still playing. When the team ended, had some conversations, and the timeline, is what it is. So I have nothing but respect and appreciation for Kirby and that staff. I think somebody's true character comes out in different times, and I'll be really clear here, right here. I'm appreciative of Kirby Hocutt.
All right. So that leaves an opening at Texas Tech, and that was filled with Mark Adams, who was the top assistant for Chris Beard. He's a defensive guru. And he's a great coach. And we're going to talk with Jeff Haxton, who is the voice of Red Raiders basketball. He'll give us the lowdown on what they can expect from Adams. I'll tell you, the fan base was just absolutely bonkers at this press conference. And then what's the feelings toward Beard after bolting for Texas? That's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Safe. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's relax.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack. Earlier this week, Texas Tech Athletic Director Kirby Hocut got the Red Raider Nation riled up.
I want to talk about this basketball program because we are an emerging giant in the college basketball world, and we're not going anywhere but forward.
Well, with me is the voice of Texas Tech Red Raiders basketball and many things Texas Tech, Jeff Haxton, joining us. Jeff, welcome back to the show. Great to have you on here. Boy, I'll tell you, this is an inspired fan base that Red Raider Nation is all about.
Bill, I've never seen anything like what I saw yesterday. It was just it was amazing. It was more like a rock concert or a presidential rally than a press conference. I mean, people just went crazy for Mark Adams. And yeah, they're fired up. And one thing that comes with hiring Mark Adams for Kirby Hokut is that uniting of the Texas Tech family, so to speak, because we saw that yesterday, that everybody's on the same page. And that page is let's beat everybody in our path. And everybody seems to be happy. It's been quite a roller coaster because there was a lot of dismay when Chris Beard left, but we didn't see any of that yesterday.
No. Yeah. And, you know, I figured when all of this news came down about Chris Beard leaving for Texas, I wasn't sure if there would be a coach in place by the time, you know, we had our show. So I thought we'd be talking a lot about that, and we will. We'll get into that. But I want to get into Coach Adams. I mean, he has been a winner wherever he's been. And the Brownfield, Texas native, coming home, he's had great success with especially some great basketball teams in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, he's been all over. And I went through that resume. The resume starts all the way back in 1981. So he has had his hand in this game for a long time. He's also worked in minor league hockey. You know, he's just got an incredible resume. And so there's some promoter in the guy. There's definitely the competitor. His dad was a Gold Glove boxer. He boxed at times. So he's got that fighter kind of built into him. And you combine that with the West Texas roots, and he's already a fan favorite.
Jeff Haxton, the voice of Red Raiders men's basketball, joining us here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. He's known as a defensive guru. What makes Mark Adams such a great coach, especially on the defensive side?
Well, he's kind of revolutionized defense, for one thing. When you see what he installed in the early years with Chris Beard, which is kind of crazy to say because, you know, 5 years went by pretty fast. But what he installed was this defense that really valued the middle of the court. So it was called no middle and then never or side defense. And it was designed to keep everybody on the side, switch screens, funnel dribblers in to help, let them have the baseline. Then the help comes. It's a lot more complicated than what I'm telling you, but that's the gist of it. And so it worked so well. And then you got to see it on the biggest stage there in Minneapolis, a defense that you can latch onto and all of a sudden find yourself in a national championship game. So now it's spread throughout the league, Coach Adams' defense. So he's really been on the forefront here of how you should play defense these days. So when you see a guy, and I guess that's the best way to compliment a guy is when other people start using your things, other people being the Baylor Bears, who are now national champions, they're running Coach Adams' defense as far as I can see. So that right there makes you a pretty darn good coach, I think.
It certainly does. Adams led Tech to the nation's top defensive efficiency rating during that run in 2019 for the Final Four, and was holding opponents to 63 points per game last season. So, yeah, I mean, he is a guru, and you're right. I mean, when teams or other coaches start copying you, you're doing something right. Jeff, how important was it for this administration and athletic director Kirby Hokut to retain Adams and keep that continuity?
Well, I think it was huge because, again, if you look across social media, now everybody has a voice. And so we got a chance to listen to the voices of Noren Sodiase, Justin Gray, Zach Smith, Keenan Evans, Matt Mooney, Andrew Sorrells. All these guys were weighing in, and they were all 100% behind Coach Adams. So I trust those guys. And again, you know, this is college athletics. We don't know if this is going to work out. It could be something that, you know, that fails, but you also have to put faith in people you trust and make a decision. And so this decision united the alumni, united the former players, the fan base, everybody. I'm telling you that just the overall emotion in there, and there was some sadness. Coach Adams lost his twin brother in January. to COVID-19. But the overall emotion was we are just as happy and fired up as we can be to have head coach Mark Adams take over this program.
I wouldn't be here without Coach Beard. I appreciate his giving me an opportunity to coach with him. It's been a great ride for us 6 years. We've helped build this thing. He was a leader, and he's done a lot for Texas Tech, and he's a friend of mine. And, you know, my heart goes out to him. I thank him for giving me an opportunity because I get to be right here, the head coach, and it's because of him.
So not only does Coach Adams bring his experience and his expertise, but then on the flip side of it, though, too, is you go after your rival at Texas and you basically take away a key piece to Chris Beard's coaching staff then, too. So it's kind of a twofold move.
Yeah, I think I said that might have been the best leverage that Coach Adams had. Yeah. It's like, hey, do you want me to go to Austin? I don't think Coach Adams at all wanted to go to Austin. I don't think, but he probably would have because he would have had a nice job that paid a bunch and they, you know, go be a part of something really successful down at Texas. So I think he had that leverage and rightfully used it because now we'll see how Coach Beard does without Coach Adams because he hasn't had that in the Division I era for him.
We're speaking with Jeff Haxton. He's on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. We're talking about the new hire, Mark Adams, at Texas Tech. So let's go back to the news because this is really fascinating because I don't think abandonment is the right word, but when Chris Beard leaves Texas Tech, he goes to Texas, there has to be a feeling of letdown, disappointment, obviously from the fan base. That's like, we got passed over for Texas. Chris Beard left us for Texas. There had to have been that feeling. But now to get one of his own to stay, somebody in the area. But what was that initial news like of Chris Beard leaving Tech for Texas there in the Lubbock area?
Oh, it was burn everything down. People were hurt, betrayed, felt betrayed, felt like it was a divorce, something they weren't expecting, even though they knew probably deep down it was definitely a possibility. But the emotions for that were betrayal. And folks around here don't take too kindly to that when a guy that they perceived to be one of them actually wasn't. So those were the emotions. And I think a lot of that softens when you have what you have yesterday with the appearance of Coach Adams.
Yeah, yep. How will Chris Beard be remembered at Tech? Will he ever be welcomed back? Will time heal all wounds, Jeff?
I remember there was a time where I hated Billy Tubbs.
Yeah.
It didn't take too long to where I love Billy Tubbs. Billy Tubbs is a great man and, you know, former coach at Oklahoma, legend. I couldn't stand him. I mean, really could not stand that guy. And then I was like, you know, you start appearing at a couple golf tournaments, you actually get to talk to the guy, you find out what a great guy he is. So I'm not going to say it's never, and I can't speak for everyone, but it'll be a while, I can tell you that. When they come back into Lubbock, it will not be pretty. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, that'll be a fun game to go to.
I need to move some of these guys behind Beard's behind the bench. We're right behind Beard. Y'all just stay after the whole game. We need to do it. You guys right up there.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, that's good stuff. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you jumping on and joining us this week and filling us in. Exciting time there in Lubbock. It'll be fun to see how this team comes together for Coach Adams.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how it looks and how year one looks. And he's been on campus a long time, obviously really well-respected. And how will he, you know, choose to piece together his first product? We'll start answering those questions as we move across the summertime.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I want to have you back on because I do want to talk about Texas Tech baseball. And, heck, I'm going to need stuff to fill over the summer. So you and I will talk quite a bit, I'm sure.
Okay, anytime, Bill.
All right, always great to have you on. Jeff Haxton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Safe. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com, or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Big 12 This Week can be downloaded as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, or wherever you download podcasts and search Big 12 This Week. I want to thank my guests, Jeff Haxton and Pat Nunley. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.